You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Are you ready to play Boys Against the Goals with Dom and Jeremy?
Yeah. Let's play. Let's meet the players. Representing for the ladies today, it's Mary. Mary, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you.
Hi.
So glad you called us. So glad you got a good sense of fun about you to play this game. Where do you employ that sense of fun? What do you do?
I do everything. I'm a mom.
Yeah, so you are.
That's a lot.
Moms rock. Good for you.
Let me ask you, what's the hardest job of being a mom? What part is the hardest?
Yeah, I think it's both, right? I mean, they're all great, but then they're all hard, too. So I love every stage, I guess, but every stage.
Well, how old are your kiddos?
So 15, 12, and 10.
Come on. You got the hard parts with the 15-year-old, right?
No, he's the easy one right now.
Really?
Yeah, sometimes that happens.
Yeah. Huh. So he'll know. I know my daughter can't listen, so then it's safe.
Is the baby like a handful?
She's the one who actually had me call in because she was hoping for big brains in the back seat. And so she's
that's a totally different game. Totally different game.
Yeah. You might have to pull her aside and explain.
Yeah.
Yes, no.
Good for you. All right, listen, good luck to you today. It's 0-0, so the ladies are counting on you to get off to a good start here in February. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you, boys.
Hey, Mikey.
I'm glad you called.
Yeah.
What's your line of work, Mike?
Oh, I work for Shamrock Foods, delivering foods throughout Colorado.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Way west out here, yeah.
What do you got in the truck right now?
Well, I'm not at work now. I actually work the overnight, so I'm more of the guy that loads the trucks.
You ever take any food?
Kids off from school, so I just got me and my dog in my truck right now.
You ever take any food, put it in your pockets instead of putting it in the truck, take it home?
No, unfortunately, that would get you fired.
Yeah, do they pat you down? They keep an eye on you probably, huh?
They check your backpack when you leave.
Really?
Seriously, they do?
But, you know, we do reap the benefits. You know, they will hand out stuff, you know, when either it's going to expire or they want to help us out. So we don't have to ask for stuff often, I'll say.
Well,
that.
So what's your favorite thing that they hand down to you?
Probably our Thanksgiving turkey, Christmas ham.
Well, that's nice. That's a big win.
Yeah, that's a good perk.
For us once a month or so.
All right, very good.
Good, man.
And last question, what's your dog's name?
My dog's name is Gunner.
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 Is it a Pomeranian, little tiny thing?
No, he's a boy. He's a guy. Two boys.
He's a big boy. All right.
It's the boys in the truck. All right, here's how this game works. I am going to be asking Mike some questions that women probably more likely to know, while Jeremy will lob a few questions at Mary that dudes probably more likely to know. Best out of three will win, and we'll get the prize and the point. If we're tied after three, we play sudden death overtime, and we also alternate who goes first. Today, the women are up first.
Hey,
Jeremy.
Mama Mary, are you ready?
I think so.
You think so? Okay, here we go. I need to know, how does James Bond like his martinis?
Oh, my God. Shaken, not stirred.
Oh, my God, yes. You're right. That's really good. You got it. Good job. That's really good. Oh, that's so good.
I like the way you blurted it out like that.
Do you ever need your little nightly cocktail to deal with all your kids?
I'll be honest, yeah. I might have a glass of wine or two in the evening.
That's okay.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not bad.
I've been doing a dry January for the most part. But last night, finally just said, screw it, I'm having a cocktail.
A White Claw. Dom cracked open a White Claw.
It was an old fashioned, and I got to say, it was really
I bet it hit made real good.
Made with the bullet, and, you know, oh.
Yep. Good job.
Okay, back to the game. Mike, here's your first question. Name the celebrity, Mike, who made vampire facials famous. Vampire facials. Who was that?
That would be Kim Kardashian.
That is correct.
Ding,
yes.
Ding, Mikey.
He knows his Kardashians. Yes, he does. Mm-hmm. We are tied one apiece. Back to Mary.
Oh, Mary, let's give you a car question. What car company uses the slogan, "We are professional grade"?
We are professional grade. Ford.
No. They're built Ford tough, right? We are professional grade is GMC.
Oh, that was my first thought. Darn it.
No.
Okay. Sorry, girls.
Mom brain.
Hey, game's not over yet. Don't be apologizing yet. We're still only halfway through here. Mike, you can take the lead, though, if you tell me this. One of the most popular shows on Netflix is set during the Regency era of England in the early 1800s. What is the show? Guess.
Guess.
That's a queen.
That's a queen.
Queen's a good guess. No. That's called Bridgerton. Have you heard of that?
No. I think my wife has, but that's definitely true.
It's not for you, huh?
No, not for you. Not for you and Gunner.
Gunner hates that show.
We're still tied, one apiece. Back to Mary.
Mary, what is the name of the cute little bear-like creatures that live in the forest in the Star Wars movie Return of the Jedi? Those little bear-like creatures.
The Ewoks!
You know your Ewoks! They're so cute!
They're adorable.
They really are. I want one.
Is that really a boy question?
Oh, well, yes. Listen, you know what? Just
go with it.
You got it right. Just move on.
Yeah, just go with it.
Sometimes the questions are a bit of a stretch, okay?
Okay.
Here you go, Mike. You need this one to send it to overtime. If you miss it, the game is over, and the girls will go out to a 1-0 lead. Are you ready for the pressure?
God. Oh, I'm ready. Me and Gunner are ready.
Actress Jamie Lee Curtis. I love Jamie Lee Curtis. Don't you love her? She just got nominated for her first Academy Award.
Did she really?
Yep. Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan switched places in what popular film? What was that called, Mike?
Guess. Was called Trading Places.
Good guess. It was actually called Freaky Friday.
Freaky Friday.
That's right. And the game is over. See, Mary, I told you didn't need to apologize right away. We're not done yet.
Good
woo-hoo
job.
For you. Listen, Mike, you and Gunner gave it a good shot, but I'm afraid you're going to have to take a little medicine. Are you ready for it?
Give me it.
Here we go.
Girls rule.
There you go.
Yes, they do. You're a good sport, buddy. Have a great day, okay? Drive carefully.
Nice meeting you, Mike.
Thanks,
see you
boy.
Later.
You too, guys.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, Mary, the boys won the month of January, but you got the girls off to a good start for February. You're up 1-0 now, okay?
Happy days. We'll take it.
Here you go. Bet.
All right, so hold on so Josh can come back around and talk to you about that prize. A little date night for you to go out, okay?
Great. Thank you.